All right, we're live, baby. What's going on,
What's
everybody?
Up, Real NFC World.
Woo! What up, everybody? A Thursday stream. Mm-hmm. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Your throat sounds a little scratchy, dude. Bro.
Yeah, dude. So I woke up today. I got a little tickle in my throat. You know, kind of having some issues there, but I'm good. Uh-oh. I'm all right. I'll be all right. Sometimes it happens.
Man. You need some of this and.
Oh, what you drinking? Apple juice?
No, you wish it was apple juice. You can't handle this big boy stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, this is Jim Beam.
Jim Beam. Mm-hmm. The good stuff.
Oh, yeah, real good stuff. I ran out of crowd, that's why.
All right, so if I got a cough or whatever, I'll make sure I'm away from the mic. But let's
yeah, I don't want to catch Corona.
Yeah, Corona. Yeah, I'm going to get. Yeah, right. Fauci wants you to wear a mask in your own home.
Yeah, you know, you can't see your kids and everything else and your family.
Ridiculous. Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Guess what I did, Como? I went Thanksgiving. I wouldn't see my family outside. There was 21 of us. Oh.
You need to be arrested for that. Yeah. That's
what I'm saying right here.
Yeah, we're going to get into all that in a little while here. So I'm going to send out a quick tweet real quick to let everyone know we're live and we'll be all set.
Oh, no. There's a dog.
Huh?
He jumped up here.
The dog?
Yeah, he has a big old head.
Yeah, I got Daisy, the big basset hound's right here on my bed.
I got the pits.
Yeah. Man. All right, man. So we're going to get into a lot of stuff today. A lot of coronavirus shit going on. And, you know, Fauci's being one of those Grinches again. Everyone, it's so funny because everyone calls him the Grinch. And they're right, man, because he's like such a negative person. You can't see your family. And then it's ridiculous, dude. I mean, I understand doing recommendations. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so, you know, wear your mask. Okay, I get that. But to sit there and say, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. Like, you're not going to tell me not to do stuff, man. Like, come on now.
Yeah. Be a tyrant.
Yeah, and it's getting old. Like, people are sick of it, man. Like, come on now.
Yeah, a lot of people. Look what happened in California. Look what's happening in New York. I mean, people here are getting sick of it. I mean, for real? Like, yep. Common sense tells you. If, even before this, if you would have told me, hey, Rose, I got the flu, that's what I'm not going to go do. I'm not going to go see you.
Right? I know. That. I mean, it's pretty simple. You don't feel good, you stay home. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, at work now, they're like, oh, don't come home. Don't go to work if you don't feel good. Before, they used to say, oh, you don't feel good, you can still come to work.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now it's like, oh, don't feel good, you go home. Don't come in. We understand, dude.
They don't, yeah. I remember back in the day, it's like, they would give you a hard time for calling out. Now it's like, You have to, you know, you have to call out.
Yeah, not some people get arrested or ticketed. Fine.
Yeah, you know, there was a tweet. I don't know if you saw it, but or not a tweet, but a meme of people saying, just keep in mind, just a reminder, the people that are not allowing you to work haven't missed a paycheck. Talking about like the governors and all that, and that's so true because. They haven't missed the paycheck. They're still getting paid.
I shared that on Facebook to you.
Oh, did you?
And a lot of people. Yeah, that was me. And I shared it.
Maybe it was from you. All right. I just wanted to send out that tweet to let everybody know we live.
What's up? All
right. So we got some stuff to go through here, some articles and stuff to talk about. Let's see here. Give me one second. I'm going to go share audio. Chrome tab.
I'm about to do one of these things when you do this. I'm about to go do this outside in the dock one of these days.
Oh, the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
The real undersea outdoors outside.
All right, can you see my screen?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, just, dope.
You know me, yeah, zooming in because Rose can't be hard to follow along on my phone.
All right, yeah, I zoomed in. You should be able to see a little more now.
All right, cool.
All right, so let's do it. Let's get into it. So the first article here, I just posted this a little while ago. It's a quick little update. Remember the report I was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The DNI report, Radcliffe, Department of National Intelligence. So the report is supposed to come out technically tomorrow because that's 45 days after the election. But there's an update here from the official DNI Twitter page, and it's a little bit not good. It's not good. It's not very good. So here it is. So we just were provided an alarming update from the Department of Intelligence about the investigation into foreign interference into our elections. And this is it, man. So this is from the official DNI account. Amanda Schatch. Scotch, ODNI Director of Strategic Communications, it says, quote, this morning the DNI was notified by career intelligence officials that the intelligence community will not meet the December 18th deadline set by executive order in Congress. And it goes on to say to submit the IC's classified assessment on foreign threats to the 2020 U.S. election. The IC has received relevant reporting since the election, and a number of agencies have not finished coordinating on the product. And it says, quote, the DNI is committed to providing this report to our customers exponentially. Oh, expeditiously. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go on to say, you know, talking about the executive order, which I wrote about. Everyone should go read that. In detail and how it can be used. But this is from the executive order. It says, not later than 45 days after the conclusion of a United States election, the Director of National Intelligence shall conduct an assessment of any information indicating that a foreign government or any person acting as an agent of or on behalf of a foreign government has acted with the intent or purpose of interfering in that election. So, yeah, man, it sounds like, because a lot of people are saying the deep state, you know, the deep state is preventing this from going out. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. It says officials that will not meet the deadline. So, I mean, we could read into that by saying they're refusing to, you know, the 18 intelligence, you know, all the other intelligence officials are saying, I'm not doing this. You know, we saw the bias in 2016 when they said, you know, Russia hacked the election, which was completely false. Completely false. That was from the intelligence community. You know, but thankfully we have Radcliffe in there now, who I like. You know, he seems to be an honest guy. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. And I don't know exactly what happens if it's not released by tomorrow. Because if you read the executive order, it almost sounds like that's not a deadline. Because it's almost like they're saying the executive order says, you know, within that 45 days, it has to start the investigation and doing that report. It doesn't say anywhere in there. And remind everybody, I read it completely a few times. I went over it.
Yeah, you went over
a few times. And it says basically 45. You know what? I'll bring it up. I'll show everybody. I got it right here. So. All right. So here it is. So. This is section 1A. This is the one I just read. Basically, I just read that. And there's another one. It says, within 45 days of receiving the assessment and information described in section 1A of this order, the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security, in conclusion with the heads of any other appropriate agencies and as appropriate, blah, 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 shall deliver to the President. So it says within 45 days of receiving the assessment and information. So that, I mean, to me, that doesn't sound like the 18th is a deadline. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't say within 45 days of the election, it will be delivered. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But, I mean, we'll see. You know, it sounds like it may not come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which really sucks. I mean, we have time because, you know, obviously, like I mentioned last time, that, you know, the only date in the Constitution that's set in stone is January 20th. So, I mean, we got time. So we'll see. So what happens. Hopefully, the deep state, man, that's a real fucking thing, man. The shadow government, 100% is a real thing.
Hold on, somebody's trying to say hello to me right here. Let me go put somebody away outside.
Oh, somebody else.
The dogs, man. The dogs, they keep coming to me. You didn't see them? That was one of them that was right here.
I can't see the you, because if I go on it, then it messes everything up. So, yeah, let me know when you're back.
Yeah, they want to go outside.
No problem, man. Go ahead. We live, baby.
Really, Bear?
Take this time, everybody, click the like button, share it. If you're watching this after on BitChute, I appreciate it. We're getting a lot of traffic on BitChute, which is dope. I appreciate that. Also, the podcast is in audio form as well, if anyone wants to listen to that on realnse.com. You go to tnb.show. That's the official link to the site with all the stuff. And you can just listen to it in audio form. The audio quality is a little bit better that way because I edit it. So you can check that out if you want to just listen to the podcast in audio form as well. Hey, we got 6 people watching live. What up, everybody? If you're watching on YouTube, you could drop a comment here. I'll see it. Appreciate everybody watching. Like I said, a lot of our viewers come after the fact. Fortunately, with all the censorship, man, it's just crazy, dude. Censorship is crazy. You know, on Parler and Gab and, you know, BitChute, which is a great independent video hosting. You know, my numbers are good. They're growing. And on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, it's like it's dead. I haven't gained one new subscriber, and I know, you know, I'm putting out content, so, you know. All right, bro, what up, man?
What's up, man? Damn, dog's going crazy. There's deer in the backyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they were calling me. Yeah, I got big-ass property, and they hear a deer, and they hear something, they go crazy. Last night, there was a coyote in the back.
Nice. Coyote, wow. All right, let's get back into it, yo.
What I miss?
No, I was just basically letting everybody know, appreciate the views and all that.
Okay. Yo, yeah, Nico's getting some new stuff coming out there. Look for a hat.
Oh, yeah, new Real NSC hat coming out. I'm going to try to finish that this weekend, the design. So.
Oh, it's our boy Tommy Cruise.
Dude, have you heard the audio of this?
No, I didn't hear the audio. I was reading the article.
Bro, it is hilarious. He loses his shit, bro. He loses it. This is hilarious. So I wanted to talk about this. So 5 staffers reportedly quit after Tom Cruise launches another rant. So do you know anything about this?
I was reading the article, man. I remember when it broke because I was listening to Lando and the Freak Show on that. That day I was going to the gym and I heard it. Then I saw it online. And I started reading while I was at work.
He snaps because people weren't like social distancing and shit on set. So I want to make sure you can hear this. Hold on.
Here's something.
Wait, why ain't it playing?
It's playing half of it.
Wait a second. What's going on here?
Technical difficulties. See, now y'all know we're live. This ain't recording.
Yeah. I can't hear it. Hold on. It's loading.
We hear it. I hear it on my side.
You can hear it right now? Mm-hmm. What the heck? Hold on a second. Let me try to. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Share audio. Dude, what the? I can't hear it. What the hell? Oh my gosh, dude. What the heck?
Bro, you're teasing us, man. Like the State Farm.
I know. Sorry, yo. Hold on.
You can hear him. I'm like, oh, okay. Here we go.
Wait a second. I think I. There, can you still hear it?
Nope.
Nothing. You can't hear that?
Nope.
What the fuck, man? Sorry, y'all. Give me a second. I'm going to change from StreamYard. I'm going to try to do something else. I'm on the phone. You can't hear that?
I hear it perfectly.
Oh, you can hear it now? Mm-hmm. It paused now. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go again. Sorry, y'all.
We are the gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
What we're doing.
In a mask, too.
Yeah, you can tell he's wearing a mask.
Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you motherfuckers.
He said, we're creating thousands of jobs, you motherfuckers. Bro, what is wrong with these people, dude? They're so, like, he thinks he's, like, God or something. He thinks he's so much better than people. He can talk down to them like this.
I will pop them right in the mouth.
All right, this goes on for several minutes. We're not going to listen to the whole thing, but let's listen to some.
Yeah, it's getting good. Hold on. It's getting good. Meat and potatoes are coming up. Hold on.
Yeah, and somebody recorded this and leaked it. So he, you know, he's pissed that this came out. It does not look good on him.
I don't want to see him again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're f***ing gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you. If you ever f***ing do it again.
Sound like a dad yelling at his kids.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Your apology. You can tell it to the people that are losing their f***ing homes because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education.
You looking out for people, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I sleep with every night. In the future of the f***ing industry. So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this f***ing movie down!
Dude, he is pissed.
Because he don't want
to leave. Good. If I see it again, you're f***ing gone. It's gone. Again. So you're going to cost him his job. And I see it on the set, you're gone. And you're gone.
I don't know what they were doing.
Am I clear? Do you understand what I want? Do you understand the responsibility that you have? Because I will deal with your reason.
Oh my God.
You can't be reasonable. And I can't deal with your logic. You're fired. That's it. That is it. In that shit. How many meters is that? When people are standing around a f***ing computer and hanging out around here, what are you doing?
So they're all grouped together. When I guess from that little combo right there,
he says, "Oh, wow.
You measured them out." They weren't.
Yeah. Apart. Yes, I was skipping around there, but let me go. I want to hear what he says there.
If you're not going to help me, you're gone. Okay. So you see that stick? How many meters is that? When people are standing around a f***ing computer, hanging out around here, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, he must have measured it out and said, like, you got to stay this far apart. Oh, my gosh.
He said meters.
Yeah. Wow. This says five staffers on Tom Cruise's new movie have quit, apparently feeling it was mission impossible to continue working for him after he launched a second rant on set. Oh, this is a second one.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Wow.
That. I thought that was the first one.
Yeah, I thought it was the same one, too. It sounded the same.
Okay.
The 58-year-old actor went on another tirade Tuesday night as news of his first expletive-laced meltdown emerged. The first outburst was big, but things haven't calmed since. Tensions have been building for months, and this was the final straw. Since it became public, there has been more anger, and several staff have walked.
And then went, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. Yo, so this lady right here is Joe Biden's campaign manager. And this is crazy because she, yeah, right, does look like Karen. So this is an article by Free Beacon. It says the Democrats' real enemy. It's the Republicans, not those who seek our destruction. So this is basically from her. Glamour magazine's interview of Jen O'Malley Dillon, President-elect Joe Biden's campaign manager, was the talk of the Twitter-a-tay on Wednesday. What the hell does that mean? Twitter-a-tay.
Man, zoom that in.
All the way.
Zooming in, sir.
Twitter addy. Twitter a tie. Whatever. Okay, the Biden administration, Dillon, told the softball-lobbing fashion mag intends to forge a productive working relationship in its loyal opposition, and it's prepared to compromise to advance the urgent issues of the American people. Still, she felt compelled to make clear that Republicans are a, quote, bunch of fuckers, end quote. Yeah. Wow.
I'm a motherfucker.
It says, and it goes on to say, quote, I'm not saying they're not a bunch of fuckers, Dillon declared. Mitch McConnell is terrible. What the fuck, dude? Like, and then they want to come out and say, oh, we're for unity. Let's work together.
One of us go on the article and write and say something. That one that,
yeah.
Let McConnell, let, what's his name? What's that dude's name? And I got it on the tip of my tongue. Like Rand Paul or homeboy.
Is he a senator?
Cruz. Didn't Cruz say something like that?
Oh, yeah, of course, dude. They say, oh, you're racist.
Or one of Trump's guys there on his camp.
Yeah. Say that. Yeah. While Democrats may be grumbling privately, according to Axios, those who weighed in on the record were responding with one voice, you go, girl. Obama flack Tommy Vitor praised Dillon's direct, quote, direct, clear-eyed assessment, end quote, and told would-be critics not to, quote, pretend that profanity is more obscene than letting people starve during a pandemic, end quote. Well, why are they starving during a pandemic? Because a lot of mostly Democrats, governors are shutting down things while, you know, they shut down these private businesses, small businesses, but let Walmart and, you know, Costco and Target and all stay open.
Don't go against Walmart. Don't go against Walmart now.
I'm not saying Walmart. I'm talking about why is it that all these big chains can stay open, but all the little chains can't?
The mom and pops, the ones that are the backbone of this country.
Clothes and it makes no sense.
Well, that's why they're fighting in California and New York, saying that they're considered essential to these restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, let people decide for themselves, man. Like, that's what I don't get.
It is because it's a tyrant. Oh,
there we go, bro.
Here we go with this.
This is for you, bro.
I know.
This is for you,
you former fucker.
Yeah, and you, I didn't see this until you showed it to me, and this is crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm. I saw last night, and I was like, what?
Yeah, give me a rundown. Give me a rundown, man. Tell me what we're about to read here. What happened?
This dude literally has some ill will. He was in the camp. He, you know, they're all the Black Lives Matter thing that was going on, and disgusting. He was one of the four. He was on the forefront of this with the NFL. He has a lot of negative. If you ever look at his Twitter thing, I wish I could. That's what I wanted to send you. When he's gone on several rants on the
Twitter, kneeling,
on everything on Twitter, yeah. So,
got to pull it up here.
Yeah. Time out. Give me a second. I'm going to adjust something.
What's his name?
Dominique Foxworth. Former player. I believe he was with the Patriots for a while. And Cardinals. All right. Give me a second.
This fucking guy.
Give me a
Hey, Mike, yeah, what up, bro? Sorry, man, I just saw this. My boy Yeba, what up, man? Appreciate it, bro. Smash that notification bell, he says. Yes, sir.
I'm back. I'm back.
Like, all right, bro.
You know, now he's saying that his comments were taken out of context.
Really?
Yeah, wow. A lot of the Bills players were going at him.
Wow. Yeah, we'll read that in a second. So my boy Mike, he was just in the comments. I didn't see it, so I appreciate it. Shout out to him. And he commented, he said, put it up on the screen here. It says, sounds like he's speaking out of his own problems. Like if this movie fails, he's going to lose his own home, projecting on his staff. Yeah, you're right. Talking about Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Fucking guy, man.
We agree with you, brother.
Like, bro, you're doing what a movie, right? Like, I'm not going to say you don't work hard. I get it. Like, it probably takes a lot of work to do that shit, and he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, chill out, though. Like, why are you going off like that? I mean, I don't know. And it seems like he was saying it like, he's concerned about, you know, the industry and stuff. And that's cool. I get that. But why do you got to snap on people like that? Like, it's that mentality of, like, I'm Tom Cruise and you're a guy that works for me. You know what I mean? So, fucking crazy. Crazy shit, man. All right, so let's get back into this this fucking guy here. All right, so ESPN commentator and former NFL player Dominic Foxworth said Dominique, this week that...
Bro, Dominique.
Oh, Dominique, that's the name, Dominique?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, bro. That's racist of me, right, to say Dominic?
That's just how to pronounce, man. You want me to say Nicholas Bolin or Nicolas?
Yeah, that's true. You know what? That's true. All right, I'll give you that. All right. Dominique Foxworth said this week that he roots against the Buffalo Bills' Josh Allen because the quarterback's fan have, quote, American flags and dogs on their social media. What the fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck, dude?
And now he's saying, I'm reading this on Twitter. He's saying it was taken out of context per his Twitter.
I'm on his Twitter right here. Let me see.
Yeah, that one right there that you're looking at. Dominique,
this one here?
24. Nobody I respect. Yeah, it should be that one. He just posted it. December was taken this seriously, so I've been ignoring it. Getting taken out of context kind of comes with my job.
Wait, I don't see that on
and
here.
Then there, no, right there. That dude, he's backing him. He's backing his quarterback. That's all, I believe, Jordan.
This Pryor. Guy here? The long hair guy?
Yeah, let me see. Is that? No, that's Kelsey, is it?
State's president.
No, that's Kelsey. There's one of them that they were backing him up, Josh Allen. They're saying that it was disingenuous. Then why did you say that stuff? I didn't hear you say call out the entire Chiefs fan base when someone booed in unity in the first game of the year when they were kneeling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I really want to know why he feels that way. I mean, like, because they have flags and dogs. Like, really, what's the point?
It says, feel free to DM me, listen to the full podcast, or ignore the foolishness altogether and get back to balling. Best of luck to you and my favorite quarterback.
That was kind of like a jab, like my favorite quarterback, like now.
What a scumbag.
The Bills are doing good.
What a scumbag, dude. So let's keep going here. I am fully aware that I have biases, Foxworthy said Tuesday on ESPN podcast, The Right Time with Bomani Jones.
Bomani.
Whatever, dude. And my biases are not based. That's a stupid name. Bomani. Come on, that's stupid, bro. You deserve to have
He's pretty good. I like his podcast. He's with
He deserves to have his name misspelled or mispronounced. That's a dumb name. All right, and my biases are not based on Josh Allen. It's based on the people that are defending Josh Allen. I would be 100% lying if I said that when Josh does something dumb, a little part of me doesn't get happy, and it's not because I don't want Josh to succeed. What the fuck, dude? Like, you,
it's so you get it because this right here. It's because people who are telling me that Josh Allen is the second coming and Josh is better than every other people with American flags and dogs and skulls and crossbones continue. And then if you go, if you just go, just take your dip into tweet history, is some really concerning retweets and likes.
What the fuck, dude?
Because he retweeted and liked stuff that his fans post, I guess. And he's like, oh, look, he likes these things. Okay, I get, I'm going to say it right now. He likes what these, you know, he probably saying what these white people say.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, these patriotic fans, these good old boys, some of them, you know, the good old boys that post, you know, the Second Amendment on the flag or the don't tread on me. That's probably what he's getting at.
That's exactly what he's talking about, bro. Bingo, right there. You hit it on the head. That's exactly what he's talking about, bro. He sees the don't tread on me flag, you know, Trump supporters with American flags. And, you know, I mean, I love dogs, too. I post pictures of my dogs sometimes on Instagram, so he'd probably be talking about me.
Yeah, I mean, I like dogs, too. And I post them about the American flag. I got the Second Amendment tatted on there, so, I mean, come on.
Yeah, man, look, American flag right here. I don't know if y'all can see it, but I got one right in the wall. I got multiple. I got multiple.
I got the don't tread on me flying in my...
Yeah, see,
I
mean, come on, huh? Yeah,
and I got one etched on my my 30-06.
He's talking about you, bro. And you remember, this kind of goes into it too. Remember when Obama said about gun toting, Bible gripping? Do you remember that? What he said?
Nah, you gotta refresh my memory. So I'll go back on the Rolodex.
That was a while back. Let me see if I can find that. Oh, they, he said, toting to, shit, let me try to find it real quick here.
Didn't we do an article on that?
Let me, hold on, I want to find it real quick. I hate doing this live on the show because, you know, it's like, okay. Okay, we go right here. Here we go, here we go. All right, you go into these small towns in Pennsylvania and like a lot of small towns in the Midwest, the jobs have been gone now for 25 years and nothing replaced them. They get bitter. They cling to guns or religion or antipathy. What is that word? Antipathy?
Antipathy? I can't see it. It's in like,
them or anti-immigrant. Cling to guns or religion or antipathy to people who aren't like them or anti-immigrant sentiment or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations.
Yeah, anti-immigrant, basically, like, you know, going against, oh, you're mean, you go build a wall like that.
Yeah, you're racist.
You're Mexican.
If you want a wall and don't want illegal immigrants here, you're racist. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. It's not about Josh, he emphasized. Generally, I'm a pro player, and I'm looking for ways to understand a player's position and defend a player. But in Josh's case, it's not about him. He is the ground on which we are fighting. So here's the clip here. You want to listen to it real quick?
Yeah, let's do that. All
right, make sure.
Are not based on Josh.
You can hear that?
Allen, it's based on the people that are defending Josh Allen. I would be 100% lying if I said that when Josh does something dumb, a little part of me doesn't get happy. And it's not because I want Josh to succeed. It's because the people who are telling me that Josh is the second coming and Josh is better than everybody are people with American flags and dogs and skull and crossbones in the Abbeys. And then if you go just take a dip into their tweet history, it's some really concerning retweets and likes. I can't tell you. It's not about Josh. Like, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
Basically, he's saying the people that like his Bill fans, like, let's say you get Green Bay Packer fans up there. Yeah. When you get in the Midwest, Kansas City, somewhere, you know, anywhere. And they have a way of life that they know. Hunt. They live in the off the outdoors. And, you know, their pages, they got an American flag on there. They post pictures of their thing. And they're like, look at Josh Allen. He's the best. You know, he's like the next Joe Montana. They're saying that. So he's going at them because of what they believe in or what they like and what they have. So he's basically judging the book by its cover. Because I know a lot of people that hunt, that, you know, do like the stuff I like, the American flag, support all that, but also don't have the same political values as I do. A lot of them, some people I know that do the same thing I do and like their guns, but also voted Democrat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're judging the book by its cover. And but where he's getting at is basically all the so-called, you know, Trump supporters. Everybody like you and myself, conservatives and stuff like that. And basically, I'm going to throw it out there. He's going by the color of their skin.
Yeah, because they're exactly white
they like this. You know, and it's funny is I got a good friend of mine that is an African-American. He's like, he goes hunting all the time with his dad. He does ARs. He's a barber. But he's always in camos and going out there hunting.
And yeah.
He posts about the flag in the Second Amendment.
Yeah. And it's stupid. It is, man. It's really dumb. It's really dumb.
And remember this, though. You don't want somebody to judge you, then don't judge them. Don't judge me by, like MLK said, don't judge me by the context of my character.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? It's cutting in and out a little bit.
Yeah, it is. It is cutting in and out.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, right. I get annoyed. Yeah, it just pisses me off because when they're the first people that say, you know, we don't like any sort of racism, okay? On this show, anywhere, I don't believe in it, and it's out there. But okay, I know I experienced it firsthand. But when it comes to, you're gonna get upset if they say, oh, you know, like my friend got in trouble by, you know, a group of black guys. He said, all right, me and me negrito. He's talking about his friend. They heard the word negro. Negro means black in Spanish. Negrito, that's a term of endearment in certain cultures. Me negrito means my, you know, my little black kid, my little black friend, my little, you know, I can see where it comes off as it could to some people, but they don't understand it. But how we're saying it is a term of like endearment. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
And when they go ahead, oh, that cracker, that white boy, you know. That how you're saying in that context sounds racist, but if somebody else on put the shoe on the other foot and you used to use that and say that black guy, or you throw out the N word, I don't understand. N word is a derogatory word, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, if you don't like it, don't say it too. You know,
exactly.
You try to make a change. You know, clean up your backyard. You want somebody to clean up their backyard? Well, look in your backyard.
Yeah, point fingers, man. Point it at yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna crazy. Stop making a change if you don't make a change. You know.
Yep.
You want to make a change and don't say that, then you don't do it. Don't teach it in your home and start using people by their color of skin.
Yeah, exactly, man. I agree. Yeah, that guy's totally out of line, dude. And what's up with like ESPN getting so
radical?
Yeah, dude. Like, what the hell? It's ridiculous because it's just
a lot of people jump ship from ESPN. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Well, ESPN's gone down. I watch Fox Sports.
You do watch Fox Sports? Better?
I mean ESPN is good. The guy, I mean I like First Take. Only thing I watch on Fox Sports is Skip and Shannon. I like watching go at it. It's fun. I mean, they had their biases and they, you know, you can tell and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just like listening to him. Plus, Kip was a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
And a Tom Brady fan. And guess who plays in where Tom Brady plays at? Where we live.
Tampa Bay.
Hey, don't be salty because he whooped that ass 38-10 against the second coming Rodgers.
We're going to go farther than Tampa Bay, okay? So don't even worry about that.
Oh, we got to get into the sports debate. We have Real NSC News, Sports and Entertainment, and Nico always says the news because he don't want to go one-on-one with me on that debate.
Dude, I'll be honest. I keep up with the Packers now, and that's really it, dude. And then obviously I follow UFC. That's like my main thing.
Yeah, man, you're going to knock out Jake Paul.
So Logan Paul's going up against Mayweather, and then Jake Paul's the guy that just knocked out Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, I get them confused, man. But
yeah, I know, me too. Don't worry. I'm the same way.
I think she probably could beat him. She might beat him, man, because she's a bad motherfucker.
Oh yeah, so you want to fight him? When he's toting up the bed with Connor, he wants to go after Connor.
That's not gonna happen, dude.
No, Connor wants. He ain't gonna waste his time on that. And then who was it that said he'll shut him up? Masvidal said on one tweet, he just said, "I'll shut him up."
Yeah, Masvidal. Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker too, man. All right, so let's go on to the next thing here. So, do you know Tommy Tuberville?
Tuberville?
Yeah, wasn't he?
I heard the name, but don't know who he is.
I believe he was a former coach.
He sounded like a former coach. That's what I'm saying. I think he's a Georgia coach.
Yeah, there we go.
Alabama, I think, but he won. He's Republican. He just won and helped us out.
Yeah, Alabama. Senator. Yeah, Alabama. Former coach. Okay. Or no, team's coach, Cincinnati Bearcats, Auburn Tigers.
Auburn. But he's a player too.
Yeah. So yeah, I like him, man. I like him a lot. He seems like a really down to earth guy. So Senator elect Tommy Tuberville defies Mitch McConnell, opens door to Electoral College challenge in Senate. So this is from the Blaze. Excuse me. I remember that shit. Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville, Republican out of Alabama, indicated, this week that he may challenge the Electoral College votes from several key battleground states in the U.S. Senate in defiance of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. What's up with Mitch McConnell, man? Like, he's like, to me, the epitome of a slimy Republican. No backbone, just goes with however the wind blows, you know, doesn't stick to his core values.
No, now you say he's not shutting down the economy and he's not shutting down the Congress until they get the deal passed.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's sometimes that he has flashes of things I like, but just, I don't know, man. Just overall, I don't really care for him too much. He's definitely not a conservative. Some congressional Republicans, led by Republican Mo Brooks, Republican from Alabama, are discussing a plan to challenge the results of the election when Congress convenes on January 6th to certify Joe Biden as president. In a video posted by Lauren Windsor, the executive producer. Boy, you did not just do that. Oh, no. Get out. You're banned, dude. Oh, man. The executive producer of Undercut, Tuberville, appeared to lend his support to the effort. This is a clip here, so let's check this out.
We got to grab a hold and hold on. We have no choice. Listen to me now. We have no choice but to win this election. They're going to try to steal it. They're going to try to buy it. They're going to do everything they can, lie, cheat, steal, to win this election, like they did the presidential election. It's impossible. It is impossible. What happened? But we're gonna get that all correct. I'm gonna tell you, don't give up on it.
Are you gonna fight to make this election right?
Pardon?
Are you gonna fight to make this election right?
We're gonna fight hard.
What can y'all do on January 6th? Madison said y'all had tricks up your sleeve.
We're gonna run to it at the airport.
Well, you see what's coming. You've been reading about it in the House.
The Democrats are not.
We're going to do it in the Senate.
I'm sorry.
He said, we're going to have to do it in the Senate.
Well, did you hear? I know. He said, we'll see what's coming. That brings me to a point, segue this in real quick. I was talking to my mom, and my mom reads a lot of this stuff and, you know, goes into detail a lot. And gives me some information. Apparently and supposedly, and because she talks with a lot of the people that are in McDill and stuff like that, too. Because she still goes over there.
Air Force Base, for those who don't know.
Yeah, she has a lot of people that go to the gym that are in there and stuff like that. She was talking to one of her friends, and he was saying that the Congress, you know how they go home for the holidays and stuff like that before the show?
Yeah.
Well, the other day they sent multiple just staff members. Just different ones, though. And they're like, why did they send these people home? Some of them. And it's not for the leave or nothing. Just send them home. And apparently, they're saying that something big's coming. And remember that stuff I posted to you the other day? For Parler?
So yeah.
Still applying that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see, man. For anyone, you know what Q is? QAnon?
Mm-hmm.
That's the yeah. Yeah, so does your mom follow that?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, so that's something that kind of sounds like Q, because QAnon's been posting for a while that you can't, basically, quote, you can't stop what's coming, or no one can stop what is coming. So it seems like something they think, you know, Q thinks that, and the Q community thinks that something really big is going to happen. And I mean, we'll see. It again, man, you know, I try to fast forward in my brain like 6 months from now, like, and then looking back, like fast forward to 6 months and look back to see what happened here. I don't know, man. I don't see Biden getting in to be president. I don't know.
I don't see it, but I know if it doesn't happen, and this is just me saying, if it doesn't mean it doesn't happen, there's going to be a retaliation on either side, no matter what. If one does it, one doesn't. And it's going to be a shit show. I hate to say it that way. It's going to be a big storm, because somebody's going to get on one side, and we know what side that gets offended. It's going to get offended because they didn't get in the way. They thought they got in the way. In the way, and then the other side, you know what's right is right. So I mean, you don't know what's coming, but if so, either way, if something happens, there's gonna be some type of fallout, unfortunately, because we the our side, and everyone knows who our side is. So
yeah,
they
MAGA
got tired of, you know, being in the back in the shadows for so long, and just being quiet. And, you know, the moment we speak out, we're either racist, we're hypocrites, we're something. You know what I mean? They come at us, you know, because we finally spoke out and spoke our mind and spoke how we really feel. And then on the other foot, you know, they say that they've been held down for too long and they want to reach out because, you know, we held them down, you know, everything else and yada, yada, yada. All this bull crap. So we'll see. Something's coming. Hopefully, all that I say is, we know what's the best for this country. And then all I look for is the best person that's fit for this country needs to be in that office.
And we know that ain't Biden. No. That ain't Biden, bro.
Because he's a puppet on the string. He's just a puppet on the string. That's why there's things in place, because he said it before. Oh, if I get sick, Kamala, you know, come in. Because it's going to be Pelosi and Kamala running this country if Biden gets in.
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying, man, because it's really disturbing because, you know, we talked about it, you know, a while back, and he said, yeah, he's going to dip out. You know, I'm going to say, oh, I got sick, and I'm going to leave. You know damn well that's the setup right now. We can all see it.
He just showed his hand.
Yeah, we all see what's going on, and they're gonna say, "Oh, that was a joke," but that was not a joke. That's the plan from the get-go, is to get Kamala in there. Period. She is so extreme. She is so left. She's probably the farthest left senator in the Senate, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's funny is that he picked her to get her. I understand, all right, we want women on there. But he picked her over everybody else, the same woman that accused him of sexual allegations. The same woman that was calling him, Biden, about, you know, going against him for sexual allegations. And then the other gentleman that he had for the transportation department that he just appointed, I forgot how to pronounce his last name. He's from South Bend, Indiana. He was the governor or the mayor there. I mean, he was there, and he has stuff on, and they went at Biden. Yeah. During when he was running. Yeah, when the whole campaign.
Yeah, dude, and you're exactly right. It's so funny because she hit him with all that sexual allegation stuff, and it was like, oh, I'll be your VP, even though I called you racist and, you know.
Creepy old man.
Yeah, creepy dude, and, you know, insinuated you're creepy and, you know, basically believe the woman that said that you sexually assaulted her. But sure, I'll be your VP. Yeah. Come on now. So this is from my cousin Kelly. Sorry, guys. I'm not since we're streaming on so many platforms, I can't see the comments all at once. But she put in a little while ago about the Tom Cruise thing. She said, I feel two things on this. One, it goes with all the fear mongering. But two, he has to follow the laws or they get shut down. Jobs lost. But he could have went about it differently for sure. But yeah, I agree with that too.
She's correct. Yeah, she's correct. Because that one is totally different.
But it's just that, you know, Lord mentality of like, I'm this and, you know. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens here with this when it goes to Congress, you know. I mean, I guess I don't know all the aspects of it. You know, if one senator objects, I don't know exactly.
Remember, I sent you that article about it.
One House and then one senator. So I need to read that, maybe do an article on it. So check this out, bro. This might get us banned from YouTube if we talk about this. So we're going to go. We're going to dare to do it. Hey, I'm just reporting.
Like rules across boundaries.
Yeah, I'm just reading the news, man. Healthcare worker without history of allergies hospitalized in ICU following severe allergic reaction after receiving COVID-19 vaccine.
In Alaska.
Yep. This is also from The Blaze. A healthcare worker in Alaska developed a severe allergic reaction after receiving the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, according to NBC News. At least one other healthcare worker at the same facility also experienced a less serious reaction following the injection. What are the details? The unnamed healthcare worker, an employee at the Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau, Alaska, thank you, had to be hospitalized overnight for the severe reaction. The worker, a middle-aged woman, reportedly had no history of allergies and never experienced anaphylaxis.
Anaphylaxis?
That's what it, that name is? That's what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, right. When I get hit by me.
Appreciate it. According to the New York Times, according to the outlet, all 26 workers at Bartlett Regional Hospital received the vaccine on Tuesday. Medical experts observed the workers for 30 minutes following the injection. Dude, that's interesting right there. That right there is so telling. The medical workers had to observe the workers for 30 minutes after the injection. Now, why would you have to observe them if it's a safe vaccine?
Because of the reaction, because you don't know how your body reacts. It's just like when you take any other medicine or when they give you something at the hospital, they tell you, okay, take this, and they don't let you go for a while. Because they want to see how your body reacts if you ever taken it. That's why when they ask, have you ever had an allergic reaction to any type of medicine? You say, no, okay, well, we're going to try it. You don't know how you're going to react to this one if you never had it. And given the history on this one before, that they were saying that people with allergy problems do get symptoms, or they were saying get that palsy on the left side of their face.
Yeah, that's scary. So
they want to monitor that. Man, this scary, is dude. Just like the PlayStation 4s and 5s when they come out, console coming out, all right? You wait for the first gen because the first gen has all the kinks. You wait for that goes, and then you wait, and you get the second gen.
Yeah, but that's scary because we ain't talking about PS4, man.
No, it ain't easy to hit the reset button, boy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not taking this shit. You ain't either, are you? You said?
No, I don't take the flu shot.
I don't take vaccines, bro.
The woman, however, began
feeling flushed about 10 minutes after receiving the shot and shortly began experiencing other symptoms such as shortness of breath and an elevated heart rate.
Yep.
Dr. Lindy Jones, an emergency physician who treated the woman, said, quote, she had a red flushed rash all over her face and torso. I was concerned about the anaphylactic reaction, end quote. The woman was initially treated with antihistamines, but later received an emergency injection of epinephrine. Wow, dude.
Yeah, I got it. It's like an EpiPen. The basically is adrenaline. I got it. When it's basically when you, like, if you get hit by, when you go into anything, peanut allergies, like me, is if I get hit by a bee or a wasp or something, I have an EpiPen and just jab it right in my thigh.
Yeah. That's scary shit, man. Yes, you go in to try to get a vaccine and it's fucking you up.
Man. Hey, it happens. I mean, my grandfather went for a one-day procedure to get a tumor removed out of his nose, and they gave him morphine or penicillin, and lights out, never came back.
Really? Wow.
He was allergic to penicillin. Body swelled up.
Damn. All right, so let's go on. Let's keep it with the COVID-19 news. Fauci. Fauci told Americans not to see their kids for Christmas. Bro, fuck you. Don't tell me to not to. That shit, dude, that irks the shit out of me, bro.
All right, I'm going to tell you, don't see your son.
Yeah, that pisses me. That makes me want to go against everything you say and just do it. I mean,
seriously. You want to see your son. I want to see my daughters.
It's ridiculous. Doc says an already, quote, difficult situation, end quote, means it can't be business as usual this Christmas. Says who, man? You ain't my overlord. Fuck out of here. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a.k.a. the Grinch, the nation's top infectious disease expert, said this week that he and his wife will not be seeing his three adult children for Christmas or for his birthday on Christmas Eve amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, and urges other Americans to do the same. This freaking guy, man. Fauci made the comments during an interview with the Washington Post Power Up newsletter. He said it would mark the first Christmas not spent with his three daughters since they were born.
Oh, man, you got three daughters, too?
Yeah, right. I'm going to be with my wife, period. Fauci told the outlet on Monday. The Christmas holiday is a special holiday for us because Christmas Eve is my birthday, said Fauci, who is turning 80. Holy shit. And Christmas Day is Christmas Day. Yeah, that damn. He looks actually pretty good for 80. I'm not going to lie.
He's a doctor. He takes care of himself.
Yeah, I guess
all
so.
All the good meds.
And Christmas Day is Christmas Day.
Vaccine.
Yeah, right. And they are not going to come home. That's painful. We don't like that. But that's just one of the things you're going to have to accept as we go through this unprecedented, challenging time. Fuck out of here, bro.
Go read further. Look how long he says it's going to be. He'll say that we can revert, have the good same Christmas by next year, have a normal Christmas by Christmas of next year.
Oh, yeah. It says it is highly likely that with vaccines being distributed, that we will be back to normal by next Christmas, Fauci said.
Yeah, hold on.
My goodness.
He's pushing the vaccine with the vaccine.
Wait, say that again?
If he takes the vaccine, then we can go ahead and have a normal Christmas. But if you don't take the vaccine, you won't have a normal Christmas.
It's ridiculous, man.
He's playing up to that vaccine, man.
Yeah.
Because he has stock in that.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you saw this?
Say it again.
You saw this one? I was like,
no, I didn't see it. This is one you sent. I haven't even seen this.
Yeah, it just popped up, and I was reading it as I was sending it to you.
So Fauci urges Black community to be confident in COVID-19 vaccine. Quote, the time is now to put skepticism aside.
Why does that have to be a race thing?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Well, I'm not, this is 17 minutes long. I'm not interested in watching that video.
No.
Dr. Fauci on Tuesday urged confidence in coronavirus vaccines during conversation with leaders of the Coalition of Black Doctors, faith leaders, and academics. Black Americans are nearly three times more likely to die from the virus than their white counterparts, the CDC says. But because of a long history of mistrust, studies suggest Black Americans are less likely to get vaccinated than other ethnic groups.
That, and they were saying, I was reading an article about affording healthcare and affording, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's another reason that goes into a lot of people in that community dying because they can't afford it. They can't afford taking time off work or, you know, because they don't have no insurance or the insurance is too high, stuff like that.
I myself will be perfectly comfortable with taking the vaccine, and I will recommend it for my family, said Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease doctor. The conversation comes as two coronavirus vaccines are awaiting approval from the Federal Drug Administration. More than 280,000 Americans have died from the virus. which has infected over 15 million people across the country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Man. The first thing you might want to say to my African-American brothers and sisters is that the vaccine you're going to be taking was developed by an African-American woman. And that's just a fact, Fauci said. I think that's one of the things that people don't fully appreciate. Who gives a shit? I mean, who cares, really? Who cares if it was developed by an African-American woman? And first of all, let me just say this. This might be unpopular, but there's no... Okay, let me not say there's no such thing as an African-American, because there is people that come from Africa to America. But like a black person that's born in America, I don't call them an African-American. I call them an American.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. I mean, they are. They're Americans. Because they consider me Cuban-American.
That's not... I will never say. I will never say white American or... fucking Cuban American, unless you were born in that country, then and you immigrated over here, that's fine. But
no, I'm American. I'm
to me, that I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I'm a Cuban. Stupid. I'm a Cuban and German descent. But I'm
American. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So that's that. Let's go on to the next one. This one is really interesting here. Colorado coroner outraged over inflated COVID death tolls after finding gunshot victims were included in toll. Bro, yeah, that's
heard about this.
This is crazy. This is from the Blaze.
If they die from a car accident, put them as COVID.
Yeah, that's the thing, bro, because that's why I don't buy that this COVID is a huge pandemic. I know it's serious. I know COVID-19 is serious. I get
we
that.
Don't
yeah, yeah, I get that. And what I'm saying is these numbers, who says they're real? First of all, there's no way to confirm it. And second of all, the hospitals literally get money if they say that it's a COVID-19 death and that they were on a respirator. They literally get more money in grants and in government assistance. That is a fact. You can look that up yourself. That's a fact. So when they put down COVID-19, then they get more. That's beneficial to them. So, of course, they're going to do it. And not only that, but if I shoot you right now and you die and you happen to have COVID in your system, it goes down as a COVID-19 related death, even though, of course, you didn't die from that. You died from the gunshot. So yeah. That right there alone is ridiculous. It gets stupid. That's why all these numbers are so crazy.
No,
yeah, Brenda,
inflation, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Brenda Bach, a Colorado coroner, says she's shocked over the inflated COVID-19 death tolls in Grand County. Now she's speaking out to local news outlets to call attention to the way the state health department is reporting some death as coronavirus related. It's absurd that they would even put that on there, she said. Would you want to go to a county that has a really high death number, really high death numbers? Would you want to go visit that county because they are contagious? You know, I might get it and I could die if all of a sudden one county has a die death count. We don't have it and we don't need those numbers inflated.
Okay.
There's a clip. Can you hear me?
No, you can't. You're not mad.
The fuck?
Cutting. Yeah. I mean, you're getting like a squig is going out.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yo.
A little bit, yeah. It's freezing.
What the fuck? I don't know what's going on, man. My shit's good. Can you hear me? Is it going out?
Now I am. It's just going in and out. I'm going to have to wrap this one. It's starting. No, I can see it. On your thing, every time it's about to cut, I can see you.
Really?
Yeah,
all right. All right, so we can end it there. This article's done, really. So we did about over an hour, so we'll call it a wrap for today. We maybe come back tomorrow with another one. I know we'll definitely be doing some this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's about it, y'all. Let me go back over here. Hold on. All right, man. So anything you want to say to the people?
Nah, just keep it tuned to us, man. We always love you guys following us. And we do this not for just us, for you guys, so everybody can be, you know, aware of what's going on, you know, aware basically what's not being told to the people.
Yeah, and entertain too during all this bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Just hang out, yeah, and just show what two brothers do.
Yeah, and eventually I want to say this: we will have guests on the show. Also, people can kind of come in, like almost like callers, like people who are watching. They can come in as well to comment. We'll be starting that soon as well on the show. This is our sixth episode in, so that's definitely what's up. I appreciate it, all the love we're getting. Again, check us out on BitChute, Rumble, all that stuff, Twitter, Facebook, all that. And then all the links for Roll stuff will be down below, as well as myself. Mm-hmm. And that's about it, man. Anything else you want to say?
That's it, man. Y'all be safe. We don't see you. Have a happy Merry Christmas and Happy
New Year. We'll see you again. We'll see them plenty of times, God willing. Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Stay safe, y'all. We'll see you again some point this weekend. Later.
Oh, yeah. Deuces, guys.